Above him, there was an inscription that read, "This is the King of the Jews." That sign that we could see even on top of our beautiful crucifix was meant to be a mockery. The way the Romans would say, you know, if that's your king, this is the way we treat him. This is what happens to anyone who opposes the Roman rule. And yet, on the last Sunday of every year of the liturgy, of the liturgical year itself, we profess Jesus to be King of the universe. King of all things that have been created. As St. Paul says in the second reading, the things that are visible and invisible. God is the creator, and by right then, the King of everything. And yet this King doesn't mount a throne, but a cross, because he's a humble king. He takes upon himself our sufferings to fight our battle, because he's not a king who lets his subjects go and fight the war. He goes and fights the war for his subjects. So when we look at a crucifix, we see a king who fights for us, willing to take a place of suffering rather than a place of comfort. We have a king who would die first for his people, not to have his people die first for him. This is the King of the universe. But I would recommend, instead of it saying, "This is the King of the Jews," could we simply state, "This is the King of my heart." That this is the King for me, who rules over me, who guides me, whose love and grace set the path for me to enter into heaven. You see, there's a battle that always is waging. The battle is for my heart, my soul, for your heart, your soul. And Christ is there fighting for it at every single second, allowing the grace that flows from his cross to come to you and me. Because if I'm honest with myself, and I can't speak for any of you, but there are times in which I choose a different ruler. That is, I choose my sins. I choose my fear. I choose my shame. And I let that control me. I let that have power over me. Rather than the one who dies for me. I let my selfishness dictate what I do. Or maybe it's lust. Maybe it's greed. Maybe it's envy. We all have our sins that we struggle with. We all have our sins that we allow to rule over us. And the beauty of this Sunday, the last Sunday of the liturgical year, is to say, "Christ, Jesus, you are the King of my heart. I hand it to you, and I know it has sins in it, but I give those to you for your mercy, for your forgiveness, and I ask you to touch it, to heal it, so that I may belong entirely to you. I abandon myself to your divine providence. I give myself over to you." This is our stewardship. You see, the God of the universe, the King of everything, has given you and me every second, all of our time. He's given you and me all of our talents. He's given you and me every single treasure. And this is why we turn to Him and say, I offer back to you my stewardship, my heart. I give you my time. I give you my talent. I give you my treasure. I hold nothing back because you are King of everything in me, Jesus. You are who I desire. And there's no greater way of expressing that stewardship way of life than in the Adoration Chapel. Because my brothers and sisters, it is in there that we are saying, Lord, yes, I am giving you my time to be with you, you with me. I am giving you the greatest talents any person has, all of you, the talent of your prayer. That is the giving of your heart just to be with Him. That's what He looks upon and smiles and says, yes, there's my precious daughter. There's my beloved son. I'm so glad you're here with me. This is the greatest talent you have. And it's the greatest treasure that you offer me. Your heart. Your soul. To be with me. That, my brothers and sisters, is at the core of our stewardship way of life. To enter into time of prayer. I thank those who have a holy hour. And for those who stop in to see Jesus every week. And if you don't, I encourage you this upcoming year, as you're filling out your stewardship forms, put that one down. And pick one hour that is best for you. One out of the 168 hours of the week. And be able to say, you know what, this is going to be the way I'm going to show Jesus. You are King of me. Not just of the whole universe. But of my heart. I want to offer myself to you in this special way. As you offer yourself to me. So that you may overcome, you may fight the battles that I struggle with and free my heart completely to be joined to you. On this day, at the back of the Gather hymnal, on the inside back cover, there is a prayer of act of consecration to the Sacred Heart. This prayer on this Sunday brings with it a plenary indulgence. As long as we make it to confession, you'll be receiving Holy Communion and offering up an Our Father, Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for the Pope, for Pope Francis, which we'll do at the end of Mass. An indulgence will be offered for you, for your soul, because you are claiming, you are professing, as the Church does, Christ is King of my heart, of my life. And so join me right now in kneeling as we offer this prayer to conclude our homily. Most sweet Jesus, Redeemer of the human race, look down upon us, humbly kneeling before thine altar. We are thine, and thine we wish to be. But to be more surely united with Thee, behold, each one of us freely consecrates himself today to Thy most Sacred Heart. Many indeed have never known Thee. Many too, despising Thy precepts, have rejected Thee. Have mercy on them all, most merciful Jesus, and draw them to Thy Sacred Heart. Be King, O Lord, not only of the faithful who have never forsaken Thee, but also of the prodigal children who have abandoned Thee. Grant that they may quickly return to Thy Father's house, lest they die of wretchedness and hunger. Be king of those who are deceived by erroneous opinions or whom discord keeps aloof, and call them back to the harbor of truth and unity of faith, so that there may be one flock and one shepherd. Grant, O Lord, to thy church assurance of freedom and immunity from harm. Give peace and order to all nations, and make the earth resound from pole to pole with one cry, praise be to the divine heart that wrought our salvation. To it be glory and honor forever. Amen. Praise be Jesus Christ through his mother Mary, now and forever. Amen.